Say it. Say it.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Mean it. Say it again.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
No, not sexy, like real.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone.
Nailed it.
Oh, goddamn producers now.
Uh-huh.
Hey, I got right into it, man.
Oh, really?
We got to go quick. You got to get back. You got to watch some football.
Priorities, man.
Every year we're asked, are you ready for some football?
Yeah.
And your answer is yes.
Oh,
every
year. Yeah, national title game tonight. Do you know who's playing in the college title game?
NTG, the national title game?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's playing? I bet the... Oh, the best of the West.
Yeah.
Probably the best of the West. Probably the... Who's playing? The Fresno...
LSU and Clemson. And
Louisiana State. Where's Clemson?
In South Carolina.
Okay. Kinda are they near. Jaguars?
They are both. Both teams are the Tigers.
That's dumb.
So here's another
That's
thing.
So dumb.
Both teams are Tigers, and both
Tigers wouldn't fight each other.
Both of the nicknames for each school's home stadium is Death Valley.
That's stupid.
That's weird. That's,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's dumb as shit. I don't want to be the guy like you complain about, like, whatever, enjoy your sports, but that's stupid as hell, man.
What, that's the Death Valley part or the Tigers
all
part?
All of it. All the words that you could pick. Of all the we're going to have a sports team. What should we pick? How about an animal that's not indigenous to either of these locations? Fucking idiots.
Yeah, that's true. I never thought of that.
You could be called anything.
Mm-hmm.
You could be called, and that's why I like that the banana slugs are the
Santa Cruz.
Because there are banana slugs up there, and that makes sense. Tigers.
Yeah.
Tigers are scary. Tigers.
Rawr.
Grr, tigers. Ugh. What about lions?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a bunch of lions? Then we're tigers.
Yeah.
Bears? Okay, bears. Bears, lions, and tigers.
I never thought of that. That should be
a rule. I thought
I called
it the Godzillas.
The pterodactyls.
Man-o-wars.
The stegosaurus.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get prehistoric with it.
Yeah. But man-o-war's a thing.
Yeah.
Jellyfish. Jellyfish are ruthless.
The Jacksonville jellyfish now take the field.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You change up your merch. Oh, fucking tiger.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, look. Good luck to them. To the Tigers. Good luck to the Tigers.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Who are you rooting for?
I don't have a dog in the fight.
Do you have a tiger?
I don't have
no dogs.
Don't have
a
tiger
in the
fight.
Family.
No, I don't. I'm neutral.
Just for the love of the sport.
Love of the sport, baby.
Good on you.
I like any championship game.
Yeah.
Super Bowl, college title, World Series, you know, except like Stanley Cup, like hockey. I don't really care.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like NBA. I don't watch NBA hardly during the regular season at all, but I'll watch the finals.
You know, when it gets down or something at stake.
Mm-hmm.
I can even get caught up. I was always like, I hate sports. But like, I watch just competition. I'm not, I don't care about competition, but like, oh man, look at everybody operating at the best of their abilities
mm-hmm.
is impressive
yeah.
in any capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how nerds look at sports.
I will say this too. Like, I don't know. It seems to apply more today now than ever, but, you know, the concept of sports and the concept of team sports. One thing sports gives you growing up, if you play sports as a kid and in your teenage years in high school, it does give you the – it instills the concept of team before the individual.
Yeah.
You know, like selflessness.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people these days, you know, we're all so up our own asses and so narcissistic. But like you take a football lineman.
Yeah.
I know you don't. I don't know if you know what a lineman is, but lineman is the big guys that block for the quarterback
yeah.
and running back on offense. Those guys never touch the ball. They never get any glory. But just the concept of, and that's a hard gig.
Too. Yeah,
like they're just getting their ass kicked. But like to do all that work and to never get any glory, to never touch the
ball.
The
whole team wins the game.
Yeah. So like I don't know. I can always tell, or at least I could coming up, like guys, like not even just physically, but just mentality. I'm like, yeah, you played football or baseball or something, and he didn't. Like, I don't know, just the concept of, like, it ain't all about you, wise guy.
See, having been a little guy,
uh-huh.
and still am, and being in high school and seeing football players, And their teamwork usually involved picking on other people.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's
shitty. Hey, go cram your team up each other's asses.
I get that.
Work with each other in the locker room, you jerks.
I totally
I'm going to become a smart ass. Unfortunately, my size will prevent you from beating the shit out of me because I'm a little guy with a big mouth. But honestly, for the most part, the football guys were cool. Like, I didn't have. The soccer guys were real arrogant.
Really?
I think the soccer dudes, maybe because I grew up with more Hispanic and then kids of European immigrants, so mm-hmm. soccer was more important mm-hmm. than football.
Yeah.
So, like, and I think maybe their dads were kind of super hard. We had discussed this before, but, you know, like, just the Italian coaches yelling at me. But, yeah, I don't know. We're back from break here.
We are, man. I haven't seen you in like a month,
except for a work thing. Yeah, man. What's going on? How was your holidays, Dave?
Dude, very good.
Did you eat good foods? Did you make good foods?
Ate good food, made good food. Oh, it's a good time.
I ate some chicken.
Yeah?
I ate chicken. I ate two little bits of chicken.
Wow. What kind of, like, what do you mean, little bits?
It was with a wine pairing.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, all right, well, I'll eat these two little bits of chicken uh-huh. that came with it. I'm like, I'm on vacation. And then it was because we went to like wine country. And it's some of that. It's like art appreciation where somebody uh-huh. else, I could see why somebody else gets into it. But yeah. I was like, this one tastes good. This one tastes good too. I don't like this one so much. And that's it. That's all I need to know about wine. But we're sitting there with a guy. He's like, well, this one, if you see that, the blackberry and leather can bring out you might actually leather. Appreciate it because of the nuances in flavor mm-hmm. and how drinking wine and then putting a bit of food in your mouth changes the way that food tastes.
Hmm.
But after doing that for like three times in a row, I was just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like there's not enough there for me to care about.
Yeah.
It's fine for someone else mm-hmm. to care about it. But I don't, you know, like I said, it's like oh, the brush strokes in this quadrant of the painting indicate a frustration with reality, whereas the rest of the painting is surreal. And I was like, that you pointed that out. That's neat. I don't need it, but I'm glad it's there. I'm glad somebody's liking it.
So
anyway, two little chicken sausage bits came, and I'm like, well, let me eat this chicken sausage as part of the tasting. Oh, so good, man.
Up in Northern California?
Yeah, yeah, like Sonoma. Okay.
So I've never been to like a wine tasting or a winery. Like, how does that work? Is it
it's
like touring a brewery, kind of?
Like they sit you down and they mm-hmm. come out and everybody gets a little splash of this, like a wine. And I half of it I think is all psychosomatic. Actually, I think 90% of it is all suggestion.
Huh.
Like, do you taste black cherry? Like, I wouldn't know if you gave me a black cherry, and I didn't see it first, and you put it in my mouth, I wouldn't know what it was.
Ask you what you taste.
I'd be like, it's fruit.
They should ask you what you taste and not.
Well, the guy was doing
that.
He's like, I don't want it to say that. But then he's like, even after the fact, did you notice this and this? Uh-huh. And everybody's like, oh, yeah, I did. I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fine. Wine is fine.
I don't know.
Liquor's quicker, baby.
I enjoy, like, every now and then. Like, here's my theory on wine. I've never paid for it. Kind of like sex.
Wine and pussy. Dave ain't paying for it.
But, like, if someone, you know, if it's there, I'll take it. But, like, I don't like it enough to pay for it or to educate myself on it. I like a glass of red wine every now and then, but I've had white wine. To me, that just tastes like flat grape juice.
I was having white wine. You know what? I like that there's beer. And there's wine and there's liquor.
Mm-hmm.
You could first gear some beer for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to drink hard liquor with food. That
no.
takes of it, but but I don't want to fill up with beer. You know what's in the middle? Wine.
Hmm.
Thanks for being there, buddy.
Yeah.
Thanks for being there, wine. You hang out with the meal just great.
Yeah.
But it wasn't super pompous or anything. It was mm-hmm. just like, oh, we did, but you. More than a couple days, I'm like, I don't know anymore.
Yeah.
I'm just taking these wine shits, these just rock hard, blacker than black wine shits. I choked out an Airbnb bathroom.
Really?
Yeah. Dumped and just wrecked it. Just.
Did you lose your deposit?
I foie gras that fucking toilet, man. I forced. We did. It was like the day we're leaving and we're staying. And they were all like septic tank places. Like Rachel did a real good job of finding these in the middle of nowhere Airbnbs. And
I thought you were going to say Rachel did a real good job of like finding what kind of sewage system
each one had. Of the vulnerabilities, yeah. But yeah, I just dunked on this thing.
That's a funny question to ask. You guys on county sewer or you got your own tank?
It's not. Well, you got to ask about water. Like the one place was saying, yeah, this shower takes a long time because the water heater. We're in the middle, like up on some hill in the middle of that chickens. It was nice.
Yeah.
Got an egg. I got a fresh egg from a chicken coop.
Chickens just wandering around or?
In a coop.
When you stay there, is it part of your responsibility to take care of
them? We asked, like, can we feed them? I think we were only there for two nights, so I think they just had feed and everything. I was like, yeah, here's some feed if you want to. Huh. And we did. And they're fun. They're just chickens.
You go out and fetch the egg?
I got one egg. There was one egg in there, and I was like, can we take this egg? I'm like, yeah, take the egg.
How was it?
It was good. We cracked it open. I mean, the picture's not going to do anything for the viewership. Rachel made them fried. But we cracked, like, we had eggs that we bought. And open one, and you were the one saying, like it's more gold orange.
More orange.
And you could tell right there it was more orange. Mm-hmm. Taste-wise, it was, I mean, it's an egg.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice that, like, oh, that just came out of the.
Yeah.
I would think that the egg would be goopy.
I was just about to ask.
Straight up, like I opened it out of the carton.
Huh. Figured there'd be some afterbirth or something.
That's what I'm, so this, like, that's rough.
Yeah. That doesn't sound good.
That you're just coming out, like, you're just a dry egg coming out of a chicken?
Mm.
That seems miserable.
It's a dumb question.
More respect to the chicken.
What part of the body does it come out of?
It's not a dumb, listen, I've told you I didn't know chickens laid an egg almost every day up until a couple years ago. I think there's so much we don't know about chickens, and it's okay to ask these questions, Dave. There's so much we don't know. What? I'm going to ask the internet, what hole does
the chicken egg? Surely it doesn't come out of its butt.
Egg. No, I think they have like one utility hole. The egg, poop, and urine exist out of the same hole, the vent. But okay, no, I'm looking at a diagram that looks like it was very crudely drawn in Microsoft Paint. It's one hole, all right?
Okay.
That's all the waste in the egg. But when the egg, the inside, it's like two holes. So when the egg's coming out, it closes off one hole, the poop hole.
Yeah.
To come, but then it comes out of the body from the same orifice.
Kind of like aqueducts.
I got to look up how aqueducts work now.
Well, it's kind of like, you know. Two tunnels, two hallways merge into one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the one closes the other one. It closes the poop chute.
Okay.
So the egg doesn't come into contact with
it. Like train tracks.
Which, thank God I was reading this. Like, if it was the other way, like I just took a shitty egg out of the thing.
Mm.
Or like train. Yeah, like train tracks. Yeah. Sure. I don't. Anyway, here's the next question. Is it painful for a chicken to lay an egg? Yes, laying eggs can be very painful for a chicken. All right. See, this is, I don't want to go further.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to be vegan.
Yeah.
I had chicken there at the thing, and then Rachel got a salad that had cashews on it, so she was super allergic.
Oh, no.
And then it was just, she got chicken salad. I'm like, well, it's dumb to throw out a chicken. Like, that's more disrespectful to the creature that it was slaughtered, and then to throw it. I'm like, well, I'll eat the salad. So I had a chicken salad last week.
Look at you. You're just out of control.
I got my own system of ethics. I don't want to kill the animal, but if the animal's already dead and somebody's going to throw it out, I think wasting food's worse than the other thing. I don't know. It makes sense in my head,
okay,
Dave. It makes sense upstairs.
Oh, good for you.
But so I ate a little bit of chicken.
Well, that's good, man. Just a bunch of wine and and dry eggs.
Wine and chicken and just out there living and then.
How long were you? How many days were you out there?
We were up there for like 10 days.
Really? Just chilling in the Napa Valley for 10 days?
Yeah. We had a show in Oakland, and then we came down. We're in like San Luis Obispo.
Oh, yeah.
And then this past, speaking of not vegan stuff, went to a leather bar Saturday night.
Okay.
Yeah. Went to see Golden Girls. There's an all drag Golden Girls review.
I know what you're talking about.
Go to that.
I tried to. Katie's a huge fan of that. She tried to. We tried to get tickets when they were at Casino del Campo.
They're back there now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, they do two episodes. They do verbatim the episode, and then some of the lines are like, "Holy shit!" And they'll look at the audience like, "Yeah, this was written for comedy in the '80s." And then they play commercials in the actual commercial break. They play actual '80s commercials. It was great.
Okay.
But I was
that a leather bar, though?
No, well, that was at Casita del Campo.
Okay.
And I was with my sister and her friend, and they're both on the team, you know? They're like, oh, what should we do? And my sister's like, well, it's not international, Mr. Leather. It's like the regionals, you know, a lot like your football. They were having the regional competition for Mr. Leather. Is there a Mrs. Leather? There's not. There's no ladies there. Over at the Eagle, so we just rolled up to the Eagle. You know what? It's weird because like I finally feel a little bit of respect in that place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a big dude, burly dude with a beard, and all of a sudden, like, people are like, oh, yeah, oh, right. They're like, excuse me. Oh, please. You get a path cut for you.
Nice.
I don't get that in a straight bar. Nobody gives a shit about 5'7", hairy fucking idiot. But, man, over at the Eagle, yeah, get in here, buddy.
Wow.
And, yeah, that was – We jumped some stages going from like, oh, fun drag show, Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Straight up into some naughty, naughty things happening.
What was going on at the leather bar? What do they do over there? They just prance around in their leather? Like, what do they do?
Yeah, it was like a lot of harnesses, a lot of dudes wearing dog masks. I tried to do jokes about it last night. There's always one kind of dog. There's always Dobermans. They don't wear other dogs, which I was like, that's pretty close-minded.
Yeah.
Leather daddies. A lot of pit licking. A lot of licking armpits.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, all right. I mean, I don't know why
that's the thing?
I guess.
Oh, no. Man, speaking of gay icons, I just took a step up in the gay world.
Did you?
Katie's got a real good friend, a guy named Lou, real sweet guy. He's a gay fella. And he's real active on all the gay dating sites, the Grinders and whatnot. And he ran across, look towards the bottom, what I'm looking for, ran across somebody's profile.
What I'm looking for, if you look like or are Dave Stone or Ryan Khalil, I'll probably marry you. Fuck yeah, buddy. Doesn't it feel nice?
Yeah.
Doesn't it feel nice?
Yeah.
I want to see who Ryan Khalil is.
Ryan Khalil is an offensive lineman for the Carolina Panthers who looks like me if I was 6'2" and in shape. So, yeah,
look at him. There he is.
I thought, like, well, surely it's got to be some other Dave Stone.
No. Nope.
But no.
No, man.
Yeah.
Does it? But it's like, it's nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Something like, yeah, I appreciated.
Yeah, man. No,
especially like for the neither one of us get the physicality, but I'd be like, oh, I like a guy with a sense of humor, a guy that can cook. All right. Those are skills you develop, but just straight up your existence.
Yeah.
Neither of us are getting rewarded for that ever.
Yeah. You're into me sheerly on a superficial level. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. The vanity of it all. I'll take it. Thanks, gay fellas. We do appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I appreciate it.
We do appreciate that. Yeah, that's awesome.
Whoever that gentleman was.
Buddy, we would have gotten a lot of free drinks at the Eagle Saturday night.
Yeah. Well, good times, man.
Anyway, I don't know who won the regional.
Yeah. So you went to the actual contest, though. Like,
we were there after the fact. I guess the contest had happened, and then it was. My problem was, like, all right, if I'm going to go, like, give me the full experience. All right. Leather bar, throwing down. It was like just a bunch of dudes standing around, most of them talking, no music. I was like, come on, man. If there's no dancing, nothing fun. The guy in the puppy mask was playing pool. I'm like, no, you're in a leather dog outfit. Yeah. Like, do weird dog sex stuff.
I figured at least they'd be arm wrestling or doing
something.
Or
peeing on the floor or being like doing the stuff like a dog. Like, get in a character. You're just playing pool. Come on, man.
Peeing on the floor.
Yeah, like you're out of character.
Oh, man.
But it was so that was it. And then we went over to 41. It was a night.
Yeah.
Kind of lost all yesterday.
When was this?
Saturday.
Okay.
Kind of lost all yesterday to it.
Yeah.
What with it being Monday today.
Uh-huh. And, you went to where? 41 what?
4100. That was old.
I know that bar.
Over by the Jiffy Lube. Much better name for a gay bar than the Eagle, by the way.
was a guy out there cooking barbecue at the 4100? They used to have a guy
I
out there.
I think. No, that's the place you said you'd walk by and say, like, be
it,
like,
it wasn't very good. A comic. I was at, there was a whole bunch of comics were over at El Chavo one night.
Yeah.
And I forgot which comic, some guy.
Got kicked out of El Chavo once.
Oh, yeah?
I think I rolled in there drunk to see my friends. I was like, what's up, you bunch of bitches? And the bartender right away was like, no. Got booted immediately.
I got kicked out of El Chavo as well. Katie and I, on like our first...
I think they're homophobes over there.
First or second date, we just got a little too rambunctious on the picnic table out back.
And just got shooed away. Rambunctious, like...
Just, you know, hey.
Were you effing on the table?
No, we weren't effing on the table. We were just being teenage hijinks, you know? And then we got shooed away.
HJs? You guys throwing HJs back and forth?
Just being a couple of rambunctious kids. And got shooed away like raccoons off a porch.
Yeah. They
don't, get out of here.
Well, they tore it down. So who won? Who really won? We're gay lust objects, and that dumb restaurant doesn't even exist anymore. Suck it, Chavo.
With your overpriced tacos.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, okay. So around New Year's, you're doing that. How was Christmas? What, Chicago?
Yeah, I went back pretty mellow.
Uh-huh.
Went back, just kicked it with family.
Okay.
You know, it was nothing. Yeah. Just hung out, saw people. Yeah. You know, food is good.
Food was good?
Yeah, everybody's nice. I was like, I don't want anybody making anything fancy. No, I was at my aunt's house.
Okay.
Like, nobody do anything just because I'm like, that's the thing with Midwest. Mm-hmm. It's not like a bird or a ham is a centerpiece. And then here's some, like, asparagus or something on the side. I'll be fine. Mm-hmm. You don't need to touch meat and be full up.
Yeah.
At one of my families, like, oh no, I'm going to have one of several casseroles, uh-huh. more than one of several casseroles. Uh-huh. There's not a single just green item. It's uh-huh. mixed in with cheese and breadcrumbs. Like, I'll get full just fine. Don't even worry about it. And then my cousin made, she's like, she made popovers and stuff. She's like, normally it's made with animal fat. There's two on the end.
What's
here.
What's a popover?
Like bread pudding. Kind of like a fluffy pastry.
Okay.
That is like very air filled, very light. But then there's meat gravy, and I just put meat gravy on it. Whatever.
Okay.
Holidays. Yeah. It's all right. What about you, man? So you were back. You went back. Did you do all the cooking?
I went back to see.
Or went to, yeah.
Yeah, I went to Georgetown, Indiana. Mm-hmm. Basically Louisville. It's right on the border there, mm-hmm. Kentucky and Indiana. And I cooked after the fact, like the next day or whatever. I didn't do. I tried to help with the Christmas dinner, but my sister-in-law just went all out. She cooked a prime rib, rib roast, and then sliced off prime rib. It was delicious.
That's what my cousin did too, and I saw that, and I was like,
it's really good.
Yeah.
Although, then they served it on paper plates and butter knives, and I'm just. I went through like five.
You're eating some
plates.
Plate. You're eating a little plate with
yeah,
that.
And yeah, just cutting a hole through the plate. But you know, just, I get you know kind of a.
You gotta start just carrying a pocket knife with you in case some meat happens to be sprung upon you.
Yeah, but no, very very good dinner. Christmas Eve went to the Waffle House. That was mm-hmm. exciting. That's a Stone family tradition.
What'd you get at the Waffle House?
I get steak and eggs. Get the sirloin steak.
Because you know I've come around at Waffle House. I spoke ill of it.
Yeah,
and I apologize. I was wrong in my
it's
past
solid.
Day.
You know, it's not the best, mm-hmm. but it's solid. It's consistent. Had a big rush there on Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. and we're sitting there waiting, and my mom just gets impatient, mm-hmm. and there was empty tables, but they hadn't been bussed from the previous customers, and we're waiting like 20 minutes, and finally my mom just goes over there, starts bussing the table in her wheelchair, just like grabbing plates, and
that'll make somebody feel bad enough. That'll make sense.
Oh yeah, sorry. But yeah, she's not one for patience, old Nancy. But
does she ever use the wheelchair to be like, watch this, and realizes that there'd be a little more?
I don't know.
Like, how lady in a wheelchair is busting the table. Yeah. What are we doing here? We're pieces of shit. Get over there.
They're not going to yell at a lady in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
But no, that was fun. Stayed at the Seelbach Hotel for like 4 or 5 days around Christmas.
Oh, you're saying that's...
supposed to be very haunted. We had talked about that. What was that noise there?
No, that's the noise that my building makes that just gets louder now.
Oh, okay. We had spoken about the Seelbach on one of our episodes, it wasn't the whole topic, but when we were talking about haunted hotels,
mm-hmm.
and didn't see anything, but man, and again, I don't know if it's that like placebo effect or whatever, but it felt creepy. It was about 115 mm-hmm. years old.
Yeah.
And just a weird vibe. We went down in this like grand ballroom where like a bunch of ghosts have been seen, and Man, it was cool. But one night we went out walking in the neighborhood. It was about 10 o'clock at night, not too late at night. But I don't know what it was, but the blocks around the Seelbach Hotel at night, it just felt like something out of – like I felt uneasy, and I rarely feel uneasy, but it just felt like –
Vibes.
And like there was so few people around.
Yeah.
It was one of those where it's like, where is everybody? It almost had this like Twilight Zone vibe. And there was just enough people. Like every now and then you'd see some kind of shady looking folks walking around. But we walked for about 10 minutes and she agreed. She brought it up first. She's like, do you feel weird around this neighborhood? And I was like, yeah. It felt like we were walking into a trap. It just felt like we were,
I want to look at this place. It was,
and I rarely feel that way out in public, but it just.
Louisville also is not. I've never felt like anything. I mean, I've been there a few times, but it never feels like anything's going on down there. Mm-hmm. It feels like it's one of those places. If you're out at night, it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. We felt like out of place. And it felt like, too, like, look at those obvious tourists, you know. And, and Katie, Katie's
a victim or a suspect at that hour of the night.
And Katie's a 6 foot tall blonde woman with like a fake fur coat prancing around. And I don't know, we just felt like targets. Like, hey, look at those two idiots in the wrong neighborhood. And during the day, it felt like a very safe and nice neighborhood. It was kind of downtown, but like there was a lot of, it's right near, Louisville folks will know, it's right near the, they call it 4th Street Live, mm-hmm. like their big kind of little, outdoor entertainment.
They're a big kind of little.
But, like, it's not like it was, like, way off the beaten path in some weird part of town. But, man, at night, it just felt weird. But so did that for a few days around Christmas. And then we spent 5 days in Nashville around New Year's. And, boy, we had a good time.
Nashville's a fun
day. Yeah, I love Nashville. Katie had never been.
I'd say if people are looking for, like, if you see cheap tickets for a weekend – you're like, oh, should we go to Vegas or something? Hit up Nashville. Go on, give Nashville a shot.
However, we stay at this really nice hotel in Midtown, and literally two doors down is this cool, nice little kind of hipster bar restaurant called The Dogwood.
Mm-hmm.
And one night we were there, and thank God we were safely tucked in our beds at this time. But there was a double murder.
What?
On the sidewalk of the Dogwood, a stabbing. It was all on the local news. It wasn't a random thing, fortunately, just some beef that happened in the bar. You looking at my girl, fuck you, outside, boom, boom, double stabbing, dead. One of the victims is the brother of the backup quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. Yeah. Just these two, like, 20-year-old dudes just got stabbed to death, like, right there. Like, you could see
one
the dogwood.
One dude stabbed two dudes?
One dude stabbed two dudes. Yeah. Like, next door. So that was a bit unnerving. But other than that, we had a great time, man. Oh,
I don't want to be
go ahead.
Too cold about it. Like, one dude stabbed two guys to death.
Yeah, well.
Like some John Wick shit.
Well, the perp was with a couple other dudes. It was like two guys and a gal and three guys. And so, but from the best they could determine, it was just the one guy out of this group stabbed the two guys.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Killed them. Dead. Right there. Like dead on arrival. So that sucked. Ugh.
Hey, everybody, faithful podcast listeners. My name is Kyle. I'm the host of Never Seen It. It is a podcast where I have comedians rewrite famous movies and TV shows they've never seen, and then we read those scripts in studio. So maybe someone's never seen Game of Thrones or someone's never seen Shawshank Redemption. They write a script of what they think that movie or TV show is, and we read it in studio. And then we play some fun games. My dad gets involved. It's a really good time. I think if you love movies, if you love TV shows, but maybe you're not caught up on everything that's ever been made in the entire history of the world, this podcast is for you. It's called Never Seen It. I think you're going to love it. You can find it on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Check it out.
But other than that, man, we ate some great food. Dude, let me give a couple restaurant shout-outs. Big Bad Breakfast. I don't know if I've spoken about that.
I feel like you have.
They originated in Birmingham. They got a few around Birmingham. Now they got one in Nashville. I think they got one in Charleston. The best breakfast I've ever had. Mm-hmm. Like, as much as I love Waffle House, it makes Waffle House taste
big
like...
Big Bad Breakfast. Big chain?
Yeah. Well, a small regional chain. It's a guy named John Currents. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right. He's a... award-winning chef out of Mississippi.
Yeah, they all got awards.
He's got a he's got a restaurant in
Triple B
in Oxford called City Grocery. He's popped up on some of these food shows. Like, I think he may have popped up on a Bourdain or Mind of a Chef or something. But just a really skilled chef who decided to just go all in on breakfast and just real basic Southern breakfast, like nothing fancy, but like
you went to which one?
The classics, just done right. I went to the one in Nashville. It's on Charlotte Ave.
You have a Nashville one listed.
Yeah, it's like on Instagram. It's Big Bad Breakfast Charlotte Ave because it's on Charlotte Avenue in Nashville. But
here we go.
Man, holy shit! Best sausage patties I've ever had in my life. Just unbelievable sausage. One day I went like five times in a week. One day.
I like about you, Dave. You're like, you get something, like, why am I going to fuck around?
I had a fried oyster scramble, just scrambled eggs and all kinds of crap topped with some nice, a couple of fried oysters. Got this big cat head, open face chicken biscuit.
I'm reading about that right now.
Dude, it's insane. Like, they have three different types of gravy. They got the classic sausage, they got the red eye, and they have a tomato gravy. They have a red tomato gravy. It kind of tastes like a tomato bisque. And I would always get a side of that and pour it on my scrambled eggs. Oh.
Tomato gravy.
Big Bad Breakfast. I cannot stress enough.
Well, it looks like they got about 7 or 8 locations here.
All right. Our buddy Wes Van Horn used to be the front of house manager.
That's why I had it. Yep. That's why I know it, because it was the one in Birmingham?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I had it.
That
motherfucker told me to go there and then brought me food from another restaurant. Brought me a whole other meal from another restaurant while I'm eating a Big Bad Breakfast.
Oh, like, so you went there. Okay.
That's why I'm like, because it sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Because then Wes showed up when I was in Birmingham. Yeah, just had a whole other meal. I'm like, dude, what?
Yeah.
I'm trying to live, man.
They make their own jams and jellies.
I do remember this.
Blueberry jam. Homemade blueberry jam. Get out of here. Fatback bacon. Andouille sausage. Oh, my gosh. So good. So, ate there like 5 or 6 times.
Yeah.
Husk. I've talked about Husk Nashville before.
Yeah.
First time ever having their brunch. Had a nice Sunday brunch.
It's just a food episode. Oh, I don't think we're getting to a topic. Sorry, everybody. Happy New Year.
I told Katie, I was like, when you do whatever you want, but you might want to drop a few pounds before you come on vacation.
I mean, she works it out.
We're going to load it on.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I had a country fried steak with a sunny side up egg on top with some gravy, and finally found a biscuit that I think's better than mine. It's a Husk biscuit. Just I don't know what they do. I think, in my defense, I think all the ingredients and the technique might be the same, but they're working with better equipment. I don't know if their oven's better.
I mean, you got vacation taste buds going too.
Yeah,
you got happiness vacation taste buds. Yeah. Everything tastes a little bit better when you're on.
And one more, I got a shout out. If you ever go to Nashville, all right.
I'm like, this is like your Oscar acceptance speech for being being overweight, and this is like, I want to give a big thanks. I want to give a big thanks to Grits. I couldn't be here without you, Grits.
Oh God.
Not a fat joke. I'm just saying, it's like, they start playing the music.
Try not to cry.
And it's just a Bob Evans theme song. I'm not done yet. You can try and play me off, but I'm not done yet.
Oh, my God. Dude, they have a place, and I've spoken of this before, but another place I ate at about 5 times in a week, Arnold's Country Kitchen or Country Cooking in Nashville. Meat and Three. I've talked about Meat and Three. Kind of a Nashville thing. They kind of started it years ago.
Yeah.
Where cafeteria style, you know, you grab your tray, you walk through the line. They got about 8 or 10 entrees, 10 or 15 sides.
It's like a Chinese combo A, combo B, combo
exactly.
C.
Yep, yep. You just tell them what you want. Arnold's, holy shit.
Yeah.
You just can't believe how fucking good it is. They got all the classics: fried chicken, roast beef. They got country fried steak. They got blackened flounder and just any chicken and dumplings. And they had this thing. It's not on the regular. It's a special.
I'm looking it
it's
up
not
right
on
now.
The regular menu.
Oh, they got that soupy mac and cheese.
Oh, my God. They have this thing called cauliflower casserole. Much like a broccoli, rice, and cheese type casserole, mm-hmm. but with cauliflower and
oh, yeah,
broccoli.
You were texting me about that.
Oh, my God. Maybe, probably the best side dish I've ever eaten in my life.
Unreal.
I don't know what they do to it. It's just mashed up cauliflower with some cheese and spices and I think some rice and one of the just mind blowing.
Cauliflower and cheese is such an underrated. Yeah. Like you could straight up just steam cauliflower and melt a slice of American cheese on it. I'm still like, that's pretty good.
Pretty good.
Love black pepper on it. It's pretty good.
Oh, man. But yeah, dude, took Katie there, blew her mind. We got three plates for two people. We each got our own plate.
I've done that. We got one for the table. I've done that. I've lived that life. Rachel and I have been like, breakfast is good today, right? Let's get a third breakfast just for splitting.
Yeah, absolutely. But, man, yeah. So I don't know if there's a better food city.
They got Monday. Mondays are cauliflower casserole.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they got it on the menu now?
I'm looking at the by day.
Okay.
Monday is cauliflower casserole.
Yeah.
So that's something you got to get there on Monday if you want to try this thing.
And they're only open Monday through Friday, and they're only open like 10:30 to 2:30, just lunch, just 4 hours, boom, boom, boom. And, man, it is just everything's homemade. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just insane and incredibly reasonable. I think a meat and three is like $9.85 or something. Like you could just eat like a king for $10 and just – I love those places. If there was a place like that out here – it would be such a hit. You cannot get that kind of shit out here. It's so frustrating.
Well, yeah, I don't know what. Maybe because it's not as steeped in tradition here. It's all about what's new and exciting. So people reinvent one thing, like chickens getting the big trussed out revamp these days.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea about the restaurant industry. Yeah. I can only speculate as to why. Also, maybe more health conscious, West Coast type thing.
Yeah, whatever.
Nobody's like, oh, middle of the day, you want weigh me? eat an anchor covered in gravy? Maybe not,
dude. It's so good, Arnold's baby. Got to go to Arnold's. Let me tell you about this. We tried to go bowling one day. Mm-hmm. Love bowling, by the way. And ultimately, we did go. We found like a great like 70s, just dirty.
Yeah, the way bowling should be.
Loved it. Beautiful. I love those kind of bowling alleys. Mm-hmm. Well, we went there second because the first stop we made is at this little hipster spot called Pinewood Social. I don't know if you've ever heard of Pinewood Social. Kind of like, what's the place out here?
Highland Park Bowl.
Yes. Hipster bowling.
Joke I make. Hey, it's expensive, but at least it sucks.
Well, tried to get a lane at Pinewood Social. They were all booked because it's one of those where they only have like 4 or 5 lanes, not like 20 lanes like the old school ones. And so I said, you know, when's the next available lane? She's like, well, we can make it a reservation tonight at 10. And I said, all right, cool. How much is that? And she goes, well, you got to rent it for 2 hours. It's a 2-hour block. Bowl all you want. $87. $87 to bowl.
Bowling is a sport of the people.
Mm-hmm.
Bowling should be accessible, like basketball courts, like pick up and go, and you know you might not be playing with somebody like bowling. You know the group you're with, but I do not condone that whatsoever. Yeah. Like Rachel had her little party at the Roosevelt, and that's two lanes. You rent out that whole section, and it's expensive. But it's only two lanes.
Yeah.
It's just your friends.
And there's you got the whole thing.
And you're paying for like the old-timey vibe of it. And there's a guy there that if you want to talk to him, he'll there's a guy keeping your score on a chalkboard. You're paying for the experience. And the guy is like helping you with this or maybe try doing this. You got like a little bit of a coach there. But that Highland Park Bowl, and because they made it a destination, it was filled with fucking idiots that were going to pay that price. My mom, we were there with my mom and she yelled at some kids. Some dipshit kids, like just walking into the aisles that are like lanes that other people are playing on. My mom's like, we're playing on this lane. Get off. And they're like, mean old lady. And it's just hipster parents.
Yeah.
Like back at the bar, just ignoring their behavior of their kids. Like, no, my kids are fine. Like, no, your kids are fucking pieces of shit right now. No. Shadow Lanes in Koreatown. Mm-hmm. It's got like probably 100 lanes.
Oh, wow.
Both sides. You ever been there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, if you guys... Well, see, now I got to change everything.
Okay.
Because you guys are not living in town anymore.
That's all right. I'll come up here to bowl.
But it's you walk down the middle, and they go out on each side. Mm-hmm. So you walk down like a hallway with the lanes going out. But it's everybody... It's like...
I like that.
It's like Asian Fast and Furious type dudes. It's some like gangbangers. Uh-huh. Everybody's just there bowling.
Yeah.
Everybody's cool.
Yeah.
Cheap bar. Like a bar. A cheap bar.
Yeah.
Like these. And like, yeah, you can get snacks, but everybody there knows. Like at the one place we went to, it's like, oh yeah, here's your gourmet sliders. And now cram your fucking greasy digits into a ball. fucking gross. Like, I know that's what's happening, but I don't want to have to see it.
Yeah. Are you good at bowling? You sling
No,
it?
No, I suck real bad.
I'm pretty good.
I'll get like a streak, like a third of a game streak, where I'm like, yeah, buddy, you should probably get your own ball and shoes because you're good at this. And then the arm gets tired.
Yeah.
I don't have endurance.
About two games is about all you need.
But you said, what'd you bowl? You bowled what? 170?
I bowled like 170.
That's good, man. Yeah, that's really good.
Like a 150 the first game and like a 170 the second game. And I hadn't bowled in 8 or 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you get competitive when you bowl?
Nah, not really. It's just me and her. Just
but you have an inherent competitiveness. Like, you have a sports mind.
Well, yeah, I want to do well. Like, I'm not up there just, like, when I'm there, I'm like, I'm going to fucking sling the shit out of this and try to get a strike.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, but I'm not, like, competing with her. Like, oh, shit.
You've seen that new move where the guys, they don't hold it by the holes in the ball?
Yeah. I was talking to somebody about that.
Chuck it with, like, a cannon twirl?
Yeah. I don't know how you do that. I don't.
I've tried. I almost took out some people.
I just sling it. I get that pin action. I just
you just want to smash it.
Sling it as hard as I can. Just like a bomb goes off.
You just want to destroy shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's great.
It does feel good when that happens.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. I think I got like 131 as my high score.
That's not bad.
I mean, of my whole life.
Oh, okay.
Of my entire life.
What? Let's talk about. Was Santa Claus good to you? Did you get anything cool, or did you give anything cool?
What did I do? I got... Well, first off, I want to go back to the food. This is a food episode. I made some chili. Dave, I made some chili.
You made some chili?
Made it.
Oh, I think I saw the...
Crock pot.
Yeah, I saw your Instagram story.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I'm loving the theme of your Instagram
content,
story.
Content, baby.
Content.
You want this shit, you're getting this shit.
Content.
Take it.
So tell me all about it.
Choke on it, youngsters. Don't take that as a soundbite. It was just a recipe I found.
Yeah?
It was... Buffalo cauliflower.
Chili?
Chili, yeah. Which means is just like make chili and put a bunch of Frank's Red Hot in it. There was nothing. The recipe was like get all this stuff, put it in there, turn it on. And I did it, and it was good. And I feel Rachel got me a cooking class
for
Christmas.
Well, how about that?
We're going to go to learn to make Italian seafood
in
a couple weeks.
Nice.
I'm trying, buddy.
Good
I'm trying to come around on it.
Okay.
Rachel got me a cooking class, and she got me a survival class. I'm starting to think she wants a different man in her life. But we're also going for a one-night, two-day survival class in the woods.
Really?
You learn to, like, build a fire and learn what plants and shit are edible.
What a thoughtful gift. That's
great. It was pretty cool.
Good for her.
It's pretty cool. Nice. We're both going, so.
What'd you get for her?
I got her... these little octopus plant holders.
Okay.
And I got her, I figured she got a bunch of plants.
Uh-huh.
And so I got her a class. We're going to go make pottery to put some of these plants in. Because as you could see, this place is like a jungle on the inside.
Yeah, it looks great.
So I think, I was like, well, I don't know what plant she wants or like care of that. But like we can go take class. Uh-huh. And be like just like Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze and Ghost and make some pottery to put some of the plants in. So that's what I got us.
Way to go.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, man.
Yeah. I think it'll be all right. It'll be fun stuff.
Yeah? Did you get Deb and Pat anything cool? What do you usually get them?
Tegan got them like a weighted blanket and I got them a massager. It's more about comfort.
Okay. That's nice.
So...
Right on.
I got the Irishman t-shirt from my pal Dave.
Right
over
on.
Here.
Yeah.
The old Meth Syndicate Irishman
Shout out
t-shirt.
The Meth Syndicate? You were showing me that. You seemed so enthused. And I was like, oh, that'd be a good look.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Nice I had to pull some strings to get it, too. Yeah, I had to drop your name.
That dude, yeah.
They were sold out, and I was like, hey, this is for Kyle Kinane. So anyway, you got a medium laying around? He goes, let me look.
That dude, I met him. I think his name's Eric. Eric at Meth Syndicate. If he wants to see some real stupid shirts,
yeah.
Which he himself, he's on the quest to make the dumbest shirt. So shout out to that guy.
Oh, let me tell everybody what you got me. You got me. What do you call this? A Nalgene?
A Nalgene and water bottle. I got you a water bottle.
Got a water bottle because I'm always, going through the plastic water bottles and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's customized.
Yeah, it says Street Justice Dave on it.
Street Justice Dave water bottle.
Somebody knows it's yours. And nobody's going to steal something with your name is Street Justice Dave. Be like, I'm not fucking with this dude.
Yeah, man.
He's well hydrated and he sounds dangerous.
So thanks, buddy.
You betcha.
Yeah, look at me getting on the eco-friendly train here.
Well, also, it's nice to, like, just not, like, oh, we got to go get water. It's like, no, just fill it up.
Yeah.
You have it. Fill it up. And it's water. It's never going to get that skunky.
Yeah.
I mean, I've put mine to the test.
That'd be good.
I've gotten some odors out of mine where I was like, God damn.
Katie got me a rad gift.
What'd she get you?
You know how I'm real deep in the vinyl game right now.
Mm-hmm.
And half of the enjoyment of vinyl is being able to display the vinyl, and not only display it for others, but for yourself, to be able to kind of have quick access to the right record that you're in the mood for and whatever. And I've been dealing with kind of the bookshelf thing. I've had several different variations over the last year or two, but usually they're always bookshelf style, you know, meaning you gotta slide them in there like books, and then you have to crank your head and then look at the little spine to try to see what it is.
Yeah.
I've always wanted – I love going to a record store and standing in front of a bin and then flipping through them. That way you can see the whole record, you know, coming at you.
Taking the artwork.
Yeah, yeah, take it all in. But you can't really find – there's not a whole lot of options for home storage for that way. But she, lo and behold, she found one. I'll give a shout out to the company. It's called lpbin.com, L-P-B-I-N, lpbin.com. And just a cool, holds about 450 records, two levels. Mm-hmm. So like you can put four total stacks and just stand there about waist high.
Stand like there and browse.
Like you would at the store. And I love that, as opposed to like trying to look at the spine and then trying to flip them sideways. I fucking hate that.
Do you do the like the high fidelity thing where you organize them?
Yeah, oh yeah.
In certain ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I will only have, let's see. Yeah. Yeah. I've got all different little methods, but as far as like the genres, I have my alt country stack, my classic country stack, my metal and punk, my classic rock. And then I know this sounds bad, but it was just my black music because it's all kind of one jazz, blues, hip hop. You know, it's just, it's my black music. I don't mean that in a derogatory sense, but it's just easier in my mind to keep track of it.
Like, where does Charlie Pride go?
Let's see. There you go. That's a tough one. I do have some Charlie Pride, and
he goes
in the classic country. So it's not segregated. You know, all are welcome.
It's not segregated.
Well, it's not said like I would.
It's separate but equal.
He's country before he's black. And I don't know
Jesus
if that's right. No, I just mean black, like blues. Blues inherently is more of black music, jazz, and not to say that there aren't white jazz and white blues. I'm not being derogatory.
We made it, you know? 45 minutes into the first episode of the year.
It's not a racial thing. It's just easier to lump my blues and jazz all together in that stack.
I agree with. I'm more like trying to reflect someone else's issue. I get it. I might not say it.
No, I know it sounds bad, but this is my black stack over here. You know. Hey, at least I got a black stack. What if I was like, hey, get that shit out of my house?
At least I got a black stack.
No, I love black music, but when I think of Delta blues and early jazz, I just think, oh, that's black music, which it's great. It's awesome. You know?
Where did he put
Jimi Hendrix goes in classic rock.
Okay.
You know? See, that I think that would be the problem if I took Charlie Pride and Jimi Hendrix.
All, like, and then you got to find it based on heritage.
Yeah. But no, I just black just meaning blues and jazz and hip hop.
It happens to be more black artists.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying it's
Where do you put Beastie Boys?
I don't have any Beastie Boys. So, yeah.
You have any white hip hop acts?
No.
Racist.
I only have a few. I only have a few hip hop. I'm not big in hip hop.
What's your?
I got Public Enemy, Fear of a Black Planet.
Mm, yeah,
like
yep.
that. I got Cypress Hill. So they're not black.
I was.
They're not black.
They're not black. Where you throw the black stack?
That one guy. I don't know what he is.
What other hip hop do I have? I got a Mos Def. I got a Mos Def album. Yeah, I don't have a lot of hip hop.
Tribe Called Quest guy at all?
I feel like I'm missing. No, I like them, but I don't have any of their stuff. I always get them confused with. I get Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul confused for some reason. I always get those.
More like positive East Coast vibes.
Yeah, you know what? You know what?
It's not like like political messaging. Uh-huh. It's like more positive. Like even the samples they would choose are like kind of more upbeat jams.
I think I figured out what kind of hip hop I like, and I think this is just, I don't know if this is by chance or what this says, but I like hip hop artists that don't wear much bling.
Well, it's like in rock, but not hair metal dudes. Mm-hmm. You can't make the mistake of thinking that all hip hop is the same.
Of course. No, I know.
No, there's conscious hip hop, mm-hmm. Thoughtful, like, you know, De La Soul's. We're both talking about hip hop from 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, we know anything that's going on.
Oh, I have no idea what's going on today. I'll tell you, the one act I really do like that's somewhat modern, even though now this album's probably 5 or 8 years old. Big fan of Run the Jewels, Killer Mike.
Yeah.
I like those guys.
Now I only hear music when I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
There's no radio station that I go to to listen to music. I don't even have, like, a radio. Sirius, once in a while, I'll play, like, a wild mix, but it's like I'm usually at a store or out, and I have to like secretly Shazam shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or I've been went for the second time Saturday. Saturday was a whole day. Started the day at a cardio crunk. Went with Rachel.
Cardio crunk?
Yeah.
That's the name of it?
Yeah. Went to an exercise dance class.
Okay.
And heard some music in there. I was like, what's this?
They just played Lil Jon.
It's like, I don't know what it is, but I'm running around like a fucking lunatic.
Did you do well?
I didn't do well, but I exercised. I broke a sweat.
Good job.
If I would never go by myself, but my girlfriend's like, let's do this. Okay, you know what? I would like to exercise.
Uh-huh.
It's a silly thing to do. I'll go do this silly thing.
Yeah.
I'm the only dude in there other than the instructor.
Jeffrey.
And Jeffrey will
occasionally Jeffrey's a funny name.
Jeffrey, yes. Jeffrey. Body by Jeffrey.
Uh-huh.
And he'll bring me to the front to be like, all right, now you're going to do the moves with me. And I was like, it's more of an exercise in like things that you're afraid of. You're like, I can't do that. I'm not that kind of person. What if, like, there's no physical harm or reputation damage anymore.
Mm-hmm.
To trying something new.
Like, no.
Why would that? So I went a few weeks back, destroyed my feet.
Uh-huh.
Didn't understand that there's a difference between running shoes and cross trainers. Because, like, twisting and turning and shit peeled the bottoms of my feet off.
Wow.
Because I was wearing running shoes.
Which, it's kind of like a Barry's boot camp thing?
It's just dance.
It's just dance.
Dance for a fucking hour.
Okay.
You're just dancing. And it's like, but like intense, like,
uh-huh.
Run, kicking in place, doing all this shit, but you're just dancing for an hour.
Okay.
And it's me and a room full of ladies, and I'm in there, and I'm like, if I'm getting up early on a Saturday and I'm going there, I'm not going to half-ass it.
Uh-huh.
Give me the workout.
Yeah.
I'm just drenched afterwards. But, yeah, what's, like, this idea that you can't do stuff. Like, I'm not that kind of person. That's you telling yourself that you're not that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the rest of the world.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have some sort of, yeah, like,
nobody cares what kind of person you are. Just do it.
Like, broken idea of masculinity that I can't do. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
I am secure in who I am. I just don't know about these things you can do. You want to do cardio? I wouldn't sign up by myself.
Uh-huh.
Of course I wouldn't. I also wouldn't feel good going there by myself, just being one dude. Like, what's up, ladies?
Yeah, that's not good.
But, like, I'm clearly here with Rachel,
mm-hmm.
and let's do it. Let's crunk our cardio. It's a fucking workout, too. Then we go to Astro afterwards.
Okay.
Get a nice breakfast burrito.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Right on, man. Good for you. Is that part of your, segueing to my next question, New Year's resolutions?
I don't make any resolutions.
I don't either.
I'm just, It's more, it all comes at the same time. It's like my birthday, uh-huh. and then it's New Year's. So it's all like, you're older. What are you going to change about your life? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm not going to force a resolution. But the age thing, now that I'm in my 40s, it feels a little bit more like 43. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Mm. You don't get to do stuff with your body forever.
Yeah.
And I didn't take care of it at all up until when I started doing bike rides. Mm-hmm. In my 30s, and even those weren't even hard bike rides. Like, until I started riding with other people, I was just huffing and puffing my way up a fucking hill. Mm-hmm. So it was like minimal maintenance exercise.
Yeah. I'm
like, oh, do you know how you like these things? You have to do stuff to make sure you can keep doing these things mm-hmm. in the future.
Yeah.
So it's more of that. And also there's a little bit of wisdom gleaned from, like, when you age, like, yeah, it doesn't matter who I am. I'm not in my 20s, like, I'm fucking punk rock Kyle, and mm-hmm. I can't do them. There's no labels anymore.
Yeah.
You get to be whatever you want to be. It's great.
Right,
it's
on,
so stupid. I'm glad I learned it. Like, glad I'm realizing it now. It's mm-hmm. not sooner than later, mm-hmm. but it's eventually. Wear my fucking camo Crocs. I got camo Crocs now, too.
I saw those.
Yeah, they're so comfortable.
Both ends of the spectrum there with the tie-dye and then the camo.
Man, you can't peg me.
Right on.
You can't nail me down.
No labels.
You don't know who you're getting.
No.
You're getting the angel or the devil. You don't know, bro. You don't know, bro. I'm the yin and the yang.
Yeah, you are.
The alpha and the omega.
Uh-huh.
Or however that quote goes. Uh-huh. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, it's something to do with
the Johnny Cash song.
Something to do with the Bible.
Something to do with the Bible.
Uh-huh. Not a resolution, because I'm not a big fan of those either, but just kind of a timely coincidence. Haven't drank a drop of alcohol in 2020. Day 13, booze free.
Wow. How do you feel about it?
I feel great.
Yeah.
And it's not like I haven't quit drinking. I'm going to drink again. But just yeah, what the hell? See what happens. See what happens if you go 6 months and don't drink.
And then when that amount gets bigger, it's mm-hmm. easier to keep going because you have like mm-hmm. this momentum.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, and it's been tough, you know, watching all this football and, you know, playing with my records and cooking chili and doing all this shit, you know, that I, you know, especially the other day, yesterday I made chili. 2 days ago I made chili.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah. I saw that lasagna.
Yeah, I made chili on Saturday and took the leftovers and made chili lasagna. Oh.
That looked good. Somebody asked, did you use tortilla chips?
No, I use the noodles, the lasagna, because the tortillas, whether it be chips or the corn tortillas, that turns it into like a
swampy.
Well, it turns into a whole other thing. It's like a Mexican casserole. This is just lasagna. But instead of tomato sauce, I'm using chili. And instead of mozzarella, I'm using cheddar and like a mix.
Stick with the
mix.
Moots. Yeah. Pronounce it moots. Moots.
Like mozzarella.
We made chili on this trip. For some reason, Rachel got a hair up rash. She's like, oh, no, not chili. Made lasagna.
Mm.
Like, on the second day of a 10-day long, she made a pan of lasagna in an Airbnb. We was just dragging lasagna down the coast. It stayed. We ate it all. It was good. But it's like we just had this plastic bag of lasagna.
Oh,
we couldn't
man.
Take the pan with us.
Yeah.
It belonged to the place.
Mm.
This was a bag of loose lasagna we were eating out of. It was good, though. It tasted good.
That's awesome. Good times. Another quick restaurant shout out. Fort Worth, Texas, Panther City Barbecue. Holy shit.
I saw you talking about that.
Amazing.
Best ever?
Not the best ever, but real damn good. Top five brisket I've ever had. Top five. Yeah.
Which part's the brisket? Which part of the?
I don't know. I think it's kind of the maybe the chest of the cow. Yeah. I don't know. It's a real tough cut of meat. That's why you gotta slow cook it, smoke
it. Nice.
Yeah, treat it nice.
I was seeing so many good cuts of meat. Yeah. Rachel got a skirt steak at one place.
Ooh, I love a good skirt steak.
And I was like,
with some chimichurri sauce.
Ooh. It was something like that. And I was thinking, oh man, all right, maybe if I start looking at the ethical treatment, if I can go to places where the animal was, you know, they read stories to it at night and shit, then maybe I could have a steak. I don't know. It looked good. Fuck.
Mm. But yeah, ate good on this break. This
field roast cardboard sausage rolls aren't cutting it.
Big thanks to everybody who came out of my shows. I had three great shows. Birmingham, Springdale, Arkansas, and Fort Worth, Texas. All three shows were great. Had a good time. Great openers. Had some great openers in Springdale and Fort Worth. And yeah, man, just Yeah, good times.
Some good folk.
Oh, and I forgot to bring, I forgot the guy's name. A lot of gifts, a lot of boogers.
Yeah.
One real cool dude brought us both, got you one too, like a Christmas sweater.
Yeah.
Like a big, goofy Cosby Christmas sweater, but with Bigfoot all over. Yeah, Bigfoot sweater.
Bigfoot loves a Christmas, I bet
you. Somebody else brought you a whole bag of sour gummy bears that didn't make the trip. It didn't survive.
You get at them?
The cross country trip.
You said you don't like candies like that. Because they're good, right? Did it have to do with, if you're not drinking, is your sweet tooth
up? Yes. Uh-huh. My sweet tooth is going through the roof.
That, I could not understand it. It's like, yeah, the sugars and the alcohol.
Yep.
So I'm like, God, give me them fucking candies.
And because normally, I know it's hard to believe, but I'm not a sweet tooth guy.
You'd stated this.
I'm a savory guy. You know, I rarely eat dessert. Rarely. But boy, last couple weeks, I've been jonesing.
Did you get what I'm talking about? Were they good, the soft Sour Patch Kids? Yeah, they're good, right?
They were good.
Mm-hmm.
They were so good.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a lot of folks brought snacks. So yeah, man, it's a good...
keeping you well fed on the run.
Good little run there. So yeah, had a good time. Good times all around. But yeah, man.
You did it, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Hey, successful holidays.
Yeah, great holidays. Yeah, Katie got to come with me. She just went bonkers. She's
a gift giver.
She's a gift giver.
We recorded that one episode at your house. We had a full surprise, like the president was going to show up.
She's the most thoughtful person. Like she brought so many gifts to my family.
Yeah.
She brought my brother, who she's only met once.
Mm-hmm.
She bought him opening day Atlanta Braves tickets. There you go. Like good seats.
Real.
And we prefaced it by like, yeah, I know you don't live in Atlanta, so we're kind of, this gift is also kind of a chore. But he was like, oh, no, that's fine.
I'll
get a plane ticket, whatever. Like, he's a big Braves fan. Just bought my brother 2 opening day Atlanta Braves tickets. Bought my mom a Tiffany necklace.
Oh, she's throwing down.
Just all kind of little gifts. And I told her,
She's splurges.
I was like, look, you know, this is so sweet, but are you familiar with the concept of like a lopsided gift? You know, if you buy me a water bottle and I buy you a motorbike, then you might feel a little guilty. But she was like, I used to buy gifts for my mom. My mom's dead. Let me have this. And I was like, all right, point taken. But yeah, this is just how she shows love. She just buys. But like my whole family was just like, what the hell is going on? She showed up with like 30 wrapped gifts.
I guess you know, a year of loss, like let her dive into the holidays, you know.
But yeah, and just
that's good then.
Yeah, and we got each other one of the, have you ever done this? We accidentally got each other the same gift.
Well, our Rachel and I's interests don't overlap enough to.
This is more of a household item. It's something I've been wanting, those essential oil diffusers.
Mm-hmm.
I love those things.
I got one of those around here.
Make the house smell good. I bought her one. She bought me one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we didn't know.
I'm not going to buy into like these oils will cure your illness. No, it just smells nice.
Oh, I love
just
the way
eucalyptus.
That smells. Yeah,
it's good
eucalyptus.
Good for the sinuses.
Spearmint and tea tree oil and all that.
Yeah, it smells nice.
So yeah, our place just smells great now. It's just mist everywhere.
Yeah, now you got 2 of them. You could book in the spot.
Yeah.
You're never without fragrance.
Absolutely. But yeah, man. Good holidays. Good to be back. Thanks for everybody tolerating our hiatus. But
busy holidays. A lot of moving around. Hey, we'd rather deliver you the quality you expect than just force an episode out.
But yeah, man, it's good to be back in the swing of things.
Yeah, man,
got a lot of stuff coming up. 2020. You and I may or may not have some good stuff going. Getting married this year. About to move. I'm going to move in a couple weeks.
You settle on marriage dates or anything?
Not yet.
You said you guys are just kind of...
We're working on it. Probably late summer, early fall.
You'll put a party together for that thing.
Yeah, we're working on it. But
We're both going to be in Huntington Beach this Friday night.
Oh, right.
Over at the Rec Room.
Yeah.
Come on out for that.
Excited to be down. Never been down there. So that'll be fun. Two shows Friday night?
I think just one right now.
I think the website has it for 2.
Does it? Well, I should have checked on that.
So yeah, it'll be fun.
Okay.
Orange County folks, swing on by.
Rambo,
you've been down there before, right?
That's I like cool it spot. Down there. It is a cool spot.
I've never been.
And attached to Cosmic Bowling, if you wanted to get
into
that. Yeah.
Okay.
They got like an obstacle course. They got all kinds of goofy stuff in there for... It's like if I was a kid, I would be like, this is the best place in the world.
Yeah.
So they have that kind of shit. Look at this calendar. Yeah. Anyway, that's where we're at Friday night. Let's have a life. And I don't know what else we got. Is that it?
I think that's about it. Anything to plug other than that show?
No. I mean, we're back in it.
Yeah, we're back.
We'll get the word out. Hell yeah, buddy.
Right on, man. Good to be back. 2020. Big year. Big things.
Don't front load it.
Yeah,
we
true.
Don't know yet. Yeah, we don't start know. Small. Start small. Easy.
Yeah, take it easy.
2020. Hey, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. The Boogie Monster.
Network.